too.
Oh, I heard press record already.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, y'all. Welcome back to the Grown Samoan Podcast. Let me say some of my greetings here. I got written down. Malo lele, aloha, yarana bura, abula, kiarola. I gotta figure out some new ones.
You got any?
Do you know any? No.
I can go research.
Research. Google something.
Or right now?
Pacific Polynesian hellos. Mm-hmm. Google. See what she's going to Google right now. And we're going to find out a new word for hello in another Polynesian language. Because this show is a Growing Samoan podcast. Welcome back, y'all, to the Growing Samoan podcast. Growing Samoan. We just want to say... We are back at episode 6. I think this is episode 6. yes, we have a very, very important episode today. And before we start, I'm going to have these two talk a little bit before we start because I got to use the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Did we find any other hellos?
I think Uncle Sedimo. Did he get it from here?
I'm not sure.
I think he went right in order.
So while we're on a little pause here, that was unexpected. let's see. Okay, so basically, I think we got the Yorana, which is hello in Sahitian. So, my husband was saying, we have a very special podcast today, and oh, goody, he's back.
It's
not my forte.
Okay. Oh, sorry, guys, I have to go pee.
Okay.
CMI, honey. CMI.
This is the Growling Samoan podcast. If we gotta go pee,
That's okay.
Just say I gotta go pee.
Welcome to our world. Welcome to the Growling Samoan podcast world. People that are listening, to my right is my lovely co-host, my wife Tala, back in action. And our guest for today is a beautiful, young, intelligent, wonderful, smart, talented young woman. That goes by the name of
Selena.
Actually, Selena is your favorite. What singer? Song? But and she goes by the name of your name. Whatever you want. You want to say your full name? Any name? It's up to you.
Anna.
Hello, Anna. Everybody. Hello, Anna.
Yay.
Anna. Anna's in the house, and the reason why we got Anna in the house today, y'all, is because we got some major important information for everybody out there wanting to learn more about how to make more moolah to hoolah in the form of education. And in this form, we're talking about education after high school, education that will not cost you anything, education that won't put you into debt, education that will actually pay you. And this education is not found whatever online or outside of this country. This is here in the U.S. people. If you're in the United States of America, we have a guest here that's going to give us some information. It's going to give you some information about the schooling that she had went through, and you're gonna graduate, right?
She is completing,
and you're gonna graduate.
We finished the program, and we have to wait till next month.
Next month,
September 28th,
and she will be finishing her program and graduating September 28th. And the name of that program is called
Year Up.
Year Up. Everybody, we're gonna talk a lot about Year Up. That's the program that Anna had been through, and she's going to explain to us a lot about it. And before we get into that, we of course are going to give a big shout out to all of our listeners out there. once again, I'd like to start the podcast off now by saying hello to the listeners. We're on the YouTube channel. We're on YouTube. We are also on every podcast, major podcast channel. And in order for us to grow, the channel to grow, once again, if you can, please, after this podcast, go to the Apple podcast rate, review, leave a comment on YouTube page, go to Apple and rate, subscribe. And yeah, the more people that we can have rate and review and give us a rating, the bigger the awareness will go for, you know, Polynesians of all cultures out there and people of all walks of life, whoever you are. If you just need some help in financial education or anything that we can talk about that can help you out through your day, go and blow it up. Give us some ratings, subscribe. And that way people can find us on Apple Podcasts and podcasts all over, on Stitcher, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, and YouTube. Once again, we have audio and we have a video on our YouTube channel, which is at Growing Samoan. That way you can see Tala, me, and our guest, Anna. And then, yeah, we can do the sizzle. So with that being said, I think we're going to start. And I think we're just going to dig into it. Anna is our guest today. And we're so happy for you to be a guest on our show. And not only that, she is also a family member of ours. She's our niece. We love you, niece. Something for niece right here. And it's just the beautiful thing about it is they're family. This is what this show is about. This is what our podcast is about. It's about growing Samoan. Not only is it about me and Tala and our journey and our kids and the way we're trying to find financial independence, but everybody involved in our life, like Anna, my beautiful niece, who has done something special in the form of education. And she's just going to tell you guys a lot about it. And before we get into that, like, I just want to talk to you guys about what I learned through my schooling. And also, like, Tala can talk about her schooling. And then we can talk about Europe and how important Europe is for a lot of listeners right now. Because there's a lot of listeners that are graduating high school or have graduated and are looking for some sort of schooling, but the first thing that they come up with is, well, I don't know about the finances and where to sign up, the paperwork, where do I go, financial aid.
So there's student loans, yeah. And there's a lot of barriers.
Man, help me with the paperwork. What do I do? And what's the first thing, as a parent, we were like, me and Tyler would say, like, we ain't got no money for that.
No.
We ain't got no, you know how expensive these student loans are asking you. I know by firsthand. If you go to a regular college or community college, you're still going to have to take out some kind of loan.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of weird stuff is that? You got to take out some kind of loan for you to get educated, because they're saying that, oh, yeah, this is the way you're going to get a good paying job and become so successful and brainwashed. It's just brainwashing you. That's the old school traditional way of schooling. And now it's worse. It's horrible.
Yeah,
student loan debt.
The only way you'll get lucky is if you get full ride scholarships, grants, and that's a lot of work too. So
yeah, that's why I big ups to all of the athletic athletes. What do you call those, the athletic athlete? They call them like a school athlete. I don't know. There's a name for it. I just can't think of it.
What?
So like all the polys, like all the kids playing basketball, football, they get a scholarship, and then they go to school and they get a free ride. You know, some of them get a free ride. Most of the time, it's not really a free ride, but in our Samoan community, Polynesian community, the majority of the kids the boys, they play football, high school. That's the ticket. That's what they call the ticket. Oh, that's my ticket out of here to get my family out the struggles, you know, to buy my mom a house, to do all this, whatever sport it may be. And that's a way for people to get into college, but they don't tell you the full aspect of it, that you still have to pay some of the college fees. I don't know the numbers or whatever, but anyways, the bottom line is our Samoan community is just set in that, the majority of them. And big props and big shout outs to the ones who have made it and are going through it, because yeah, they're getting free rides. That's another way of getting free rides. Of going to school, right? 4 years, free ride scholarship, sports, athletics. But there is another way, people. Another way that the majority of all of us can all relate to. And we have somebody here who can explain and who's been through it and talk about it right now. So, Anna, now that you're here, tell us more about this program. Oh, what is this program? This program. If I was like an old uncle, so, what is this? You go to school? Oh, what is this thing? What were you saying? Like, to our listeners out there, go ahead and just explain to them. Remember you told me you were at the booth. You guys had booths too. And the booths, you were trying to talk to the Samoan kids.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should start off about who and how we learned about this program.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about we start from there? So how did you learn about Hira?
So, honestly, all the props goes to my older brother, LJ, because he is an alumni, and he is now very, very successful, and he's set for life, and he's only 23.
Yeah.
And
he's also my nephew.
Yeah.
What's up, LJ? Shout out to LJ.
That's my cousin.
Shout out to LJ.
We're
going to get him on the podcast, but doing big things right now. He's chilling with.
Yeah, he's playing with his cousins.
Right.
On Microsoft.
Online.
Yeah. Big shout out to the big broski. Honest, big broski.
Yeah. I mean, he actually heard Europe from a friend,
mm-hmm.
and he was at Safeway at the time. And then he was, you know, doing like the cards and a courtesy clerk.
Mm-hmm.
And one day his friend from high school came and she's like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And then he's like, "I'm here at Safeway, you know, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know." And she said, "Why don't you come to Europe?" And that's basically how it started. Was she said, "Don't you want to do something better than just staying here at a, you know, 9-to-5 and paycheck to paycheck?" And LJ, he was like, "I don't know, that sounds kind of sketchy." And LJ, he like just went in and he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he did it, he graduated, now I did it. And I did it at the same time with our other brother, DJ. He's supposed to be here too, but...
It's okay, DJ's busy too.
He's with LJ, so...
By the way, DJ is our other nephew.
Yeah.
So LJ went through the program,
mm-hmm.
and the program, people, is 1 year?
Mm-hmm. So the whole point of Europe is, Europe enables young adults to move from minimum wage to meaningful careers in just 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, that's literally what Europe is, and there's no, like, cons about it.
No catches,
yeah.
No fine print.
Yeah.
That's the name, Europe.
Europe.
It means in 1 year,
Europe.
This program is gonna teach you, train you,
mm-hmm.
and get you into a high paying career. If you have the will, the willpower, and the Samoan work hustle, or Polynesian, or just hard work ethics to get through your schooling.
Mm-hmm.
Just like LJ did, because he's an alumni, and now he's doing big things in his career, and now you, right?
And that's like, it's taking a 4-year education,
mm-hmm.
2 to 4 year education.
But
and you're
cramming
it into a year. Well, 6 months, because
mm-hmm.
isn't it 6 months of hardcore schooling?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other half is internships.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of nice when you get the hands-on stuff, right?
And the best thing about it is, how much does it cost for you to go to Europe, Anna? Tell them, ladies and gents, and the young Samoan, Polynesian, and people out there, how much does it cost?
How much does it cost?
The big question. How much does it cost?
It's free.
Free.
It's free.
It's frugal, fabulous, you know. That's what we're trying to teach here.
And they also, if I remember
correctly. Wait. How much does it cost again?
It's free.
Oh, I love it. Free.
He sounds like a real uncle. I love it.
I know.
I like free.
Right.
That's
there
my
goes,
dude.
Yeah, Mr. Krabs.
Mr. Krabs. That's my guy right there.
Yeah, but, and then on top of not only a program that's free,
yeah.
they also pay you a stipend
mm-hmm.
of, well, it's different. Like I know that it changes.
Yeah, every year it changes, but the stipend depends on what benefits you get.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and for people who don't know what stipend is, so basically, not only is it free, they pay you. they give you pocket money.
Stipend?
Stipend.
What's that? How do you spell that?
S-T-I-P-E-N-D.
Stipend.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that before. I heard you guys say it, but I didn't.
Basically, it means paycheck.
Yeah, paycheck.
So
they're just giving you some money.
So not only is Europe
free,
lay the camera free, but they also pay you.
Yes.
Did your high school teach you that? No.
Mm-hmm.
High school, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, mommies and daddies out there that are trying to figure out what to do with your children. High schools don't teach you that. They don't teach us that. We're teaching you that. We're outside of the box. We're doing things that are not traditional. Things that can help you out in your life. Help us out in our lives. Free college. It's a college, right? What is it called?
Okay. It's a program
that is
sponsored by.
Mm-hmm.
Who sponsors this? Or who is this program originated from? Who started this program? Is it an Amazon program?
No.
So it's just,
yeah.
But it's Seattle. Is it Seattle?
Yeah.
Did it originate here in Washington or?
That's a good question.
I don't think so.
No?
Well,
so
I got the
program, but here it's sponsored by a lot of.
I got the website up right here.
You know this?
Okay, go to history.
I'm at the About Us. Go to history?
Yeah.
So you go to history. And we're on the website right now. If you want to go to the website, it's at yearup.org. So
mm-hmm.
this is what we're on right now. So history, 2000.
Okay, so it just started. It's actually a very new program, 2000.
Okay, so if you go to the website, it'll tell you, if you go to history, year 2000, Europe is founded in Boston. Boston, Massachusetts. Boston.
So it's founded on the East Coast.
East Coast. And then it says Europe incorporates as a 501(c)(3) in October. I don't know what that means, but all of this in 2001, blah, 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 blah. All the history is there, though. And basically, if you want to know about the history, go to the Europe.org.
Yeah.
And history and about them. But they're pretty much what I like to do is tell you guys about, if you go to the Europe website, who can apply. This is the main focus that caught my attention when LJ went into it and became a graduate and landed a big time successful career and start sharing the word, like with Anna and everybody after him. Now we have like a lot of SIBs that are following in the footsteps. It took one person, a Samoan man, young man, to take that leap from a friend that he would, that took it already, a high school friend, while he was working at Safeway, right? LJ's working at Safeway.
Mm-hmm.
Friend comes along like, hey, man, what's up, man? What you doing? Yeah, hey, I'm in this program. I'm doing that now. Oh, yeah, look, tell me more about it. LJ, and LJ does it, and he becomes successful, and now he shares it with his siblings and other cousins, relatives. And the last time when me and NT, we counted down the people, and it was like five. And so there's like five after LJ that are following the steps. Why? Because first of all, in my book, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
We don't come from mountains and mountains of wealth in our families. We are Pacific Islanders that came here. Our parents were lost in finances. We're all learning. This Europe program is a big leap that can help out many families right now. So Europe helps out people because number one, it's free. Number two, you get paid for it. And number three, it's only a year total. So a year total. And then boom, you have pretty much everything you could get in out of a 4-year college or more.
You earn credits from Europe.
Oh, is that right?
College credits.
Yeah.
It depends on like which class you end up getting into.
Mm-hmm.
Like my class, some of we didn't get as much benefits as the next class after me,
mm-hmm.
Which our other brothers in too.
Yeah.
What do these
college credits go for? Go towards too.
So if you probably want to transfer to university. So if those that want a traditional
mm-hmm.
education,
it's like a stepping stone for them to get in
to a higher education. Yeah.
Oh, so not only is it a way to help, like the lower social class kids to get into an education, but it can also advance them if they want to advance to a higher learning, a more higher learning, right? That's awesome. I love that. I didn't know that. That's why we have you here, so we can pick your brain away and dig into it. Yeah. Well, quiet.
we're letting him
roll. Oh, you're waiting for me?
No, we're going to just let him roll.
Oh, okay.
No, we're just letting you roll with it.
All right, let me roll then. I can roll all day.
Yeah, and you know that.
Okay, so here, I'm on the website right now. Right now it says, if you go to Europe website, and for all you parents out there, go to europe.org. This will give you all the information you need. And it goes to, there's a part in here when you go into students and you go to who can apply. I'm going to read the things out right here, and Anna's going to add on to it because she is a student and is about to graduate. Hey, you know what? Not only are you about to graduate, we also have your cousin down in California
that
also
right.
graduated. So big shout outs to her
mm-hmm.
and the family. We showed them love. They're on the Facebook page. You know, her dad was posting, and I said, oh, you know what? Love you. Sky's the limit. Why? Because we've seen it in LJ. Up here, we're in the Pacific Northwest, but we also have family in California who have the children that went through the program, graduated. I'm excited for them. That's why this is for you guys out there, anybody who's listening. Your children can go to Europe for a year. It won't cost them anything, and they'll pay them. What's more better than that? Here we go. This, you can apply to be a Europe student if you are, and I'm just reading this right here. Wait, you want to read that, babe? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, can read it.
It's too far. Go ahead. You're right there.
Oh,
we're both blind.
I'm like,
we're all blind.
Oh, yeah, we're all blind.
Okay, so this is on the website. You can apply to Europe, be a student if you are 18 through 24 years old. So if you're 18 through 24, you have the opportunity to take this Europe and just boost your salary, your income, your education, everything to help out your family, whoever you need to help out. If you're a 18 to 24 year old listening to this and you're trying to figure out what to do, this might be it. This might be the one for you. Also, it says you have to be a high school graduate or GED recipient. So not only, you know, could you be a high school graduate? If you got your GED, hey, there you go. That's all you need, GED. You know, you got homies locked up, got GEDs, you know, so. You can join here. But I'm just saying, I don't know about that stipulation, but if you got a GED, you're good. And if you come from a low to moderate income, if you have a low or moderate income, that's what Europe really, you know, why it's so special to me. It's because this program is for us, the people that are searching, that haven't been raised in wealth, that haven't had, you know, the things passed down to them, you know, college funds and all that. This is for low to moderate income families. And that's what, you know, we're trying to preach on here on this podcast, to help people, you know, because that's where we came from. We started from the bottom. We were moving up, you know, we're moving up. Also, you have to be a U.S. citizen, permanent resident, or have an employment authorization card. I don't know what that means.
You have to be here legally.
Is that pretty much what it means, though?
Yeah, like if you have a visa that allows you to come here for employment.
Yeah.
For employment, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And all it takes is a year. Join the program for a year. Boom. You can land a job.
Oh, yeah. And you can always extend your visa, especially if it's educational.
Oh, that's what's up. Must be available 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, for the full year of the program. Well, that's easy, you know.
Yeah, attendance is very, very strict.
Make it work, you know. It's only a year. Sacrifice Monday through Friday for the year, and you will reap the rewards after that.
Good job. Remember
Anna? Tell us a little bit of that, because I remember when you first started, thank God we had your brother LJ who had been through it, and there was a lot of support for him. And then you said you wanted to try it, you wanted to do it. And tell us a little bit about that how there were times, ups and downs, but you finally made it to next month, you're going to graduate. Tell us a little bit about that.
Year up was, yes, it was a year. And the first 6 months of school, you're learning hard skills, you're learning classes. And I was in, there was two tracks. There's IT, and then there's software development and testing, which is now quality assurance. And I was in quality assurance track. And we learned about, like, the software. We learned about coding. And then everyone there learns about Excel. You can get your Excel certification. You can get your CompTIA. There's a lot of certifications there that you can earn for free, because usually it's super expensive. But it all depends on, like, how hard you work and how driven you are. And, like, Europe offers so many opportunities that it's just, like, it's pretty unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And for me, the first 6 months was very hard. Mm-hmm. Because...
it was hard.
Yeah. We were going through a lot in the first 2 weeks of school. And I wanted to quit already, just because the workload was... There was, like, assignments that were due different times, like 11:59 p.m. Then you have your other classes that are due at, you know, 5:30 p.m. Like, it was just a lot of time management. And on top of that, you know, being at home, we have our family, we have our outside noise happening. I have a kid, I have a baby.
Mm-hmm. And you have a child, you know.
And she's 5. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of time that I, you know, wasn't home because of school. And we were in Kent, and it was in Seattle, so that was quite a commute.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of that sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Sacrifice. All these things that you're talking about, sacrifice, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. Keep going. Tell us more.
Oh, yeah. It was just very, very stressful. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a lot of friends who didn't find it stressful because they, you know, they were like an only child. They were privileged. they had both parents. They had, like, their parents were older, and they had, like, they didn't have to worry about the rent. They didn't have to worry about bills.
Yeah.
They just had to go to school, so.
Yeah.
I was around that crowd most of the time.
And you were like, oh, my gosh. You guys have no idea. Crying
yeah.
over Crying over,
got,
oh.
Like, ten
mm-hmm.
really cute.
Pretty much.
They don't know.
Yeah, I'm like mommy at home.
Our listeners know what the struggles we are going through.
The Samoan household that's filled to the brim.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, it's not only Samoan, there's a lot of all races. If you're just in that, that's just the poor class, it's a struggle. So when I say, like, the people that got handed wealth, you know, down to them, you know, it's not really a race thing. It's just a financial thing. Because there's Balangis, Meolis, that are just like us in our situation. Saimas, you know, that are in our same situation. That means black, white, Chinese, Mexicans. And then there's also the same, you know, races that are pretty much, we call privileged. That had things handed down to them, made it easier for them.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, as you were saying, that was the sacrifices from all those 11 months that led up to today, where we're at right now with you. And tell our listeners, you know, how you feel now going through all those, you know, hard times, just battling through it out.
Well, when we first started, I had Uncle Henry and Auntie Ro'u to support me.
Yeah, we were all living together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they seen every day I came home, like, they're like, every day they ask, how's school? And I'm like,
Yeah. You were there was times you wanted to give up.
Oh, yeah. Like, I cried so many times.
Yeah, there were times.
But I had them. I had my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, you know, everyone at the house to encourage me, and that's honestly how I got through it. And in Europe, they teach you about, like, what is your why? Like, when we first started, they're like, okay, before we do anything, we want everyone to write down on a little note card and write down why you're here. And for me, I was like, that's a good question. Like, is it the money, or is it, you know, the paychecks? And I was like, honestly, I'm here because I feel like we deserve better. We deserve to be here. And my why was my family. It was Elsa, my daughter. It was my mom. Like, I'm pretty sure all of us kids are tired of seeing our parents struggle.
Yeah.
And we only have our mom now, so, like, I'm not trying to lose my mom. Mm-hmm. And she's a big reason why we wanted to do this, me and LJ. And because we want to retire her. Like, my mom is tired.
You hear that, Mama? If you're listening to the podcast,
this is your
children. The surprise is over. They're trying to retire you.
Sorry.
No, I'm just saying. Was it a surprise? I don't know.
It's okay.
Well.
Anyway, she's happy right now. She's listening. Like, woohoo!
I know, right?
Retire.
Yeah, she was calling me earlier. She's like, "Have fun, Uncle Nancy."
Yeah. You see people out there, Gross Samoan listeners. If you're 18 through 24, you can retire your mama and dad if you get through this program.
You for life.
And if you're a parent, get your kids on it so they can retire you.
What are we waiting for? We got through 18 to 24 year olds.
No. We have children. We have children too, your cousins. And we have also talked to them about it. But that's life.
Everybody
has their own
different
path. Everybody has their own, you know, ways they're going to walk through God and tell them, this is your path. This is a path that I truly believe in because I'm a financial guy. It just makes sense. It's free. I mean, come on now.
It's free.
You're going to go through 4 years. And no disrespect to all the people who have gotten their degrees and have went down that route. But a lot of them had to pay back money that came out of their pockets, student loans. And a lot of them are in debt, student loan debt. So it just makes sense to me that when I heard about this program, and LJ was the first one to accomplish it, and then told us all about it, and I was like, what? I said, what? And then I remember we had a talk, and I encouraged you. And at the time, you were working somewhere.
Jimmy
John's. And tell the listeners where you used to work at.
At the best restaurant ever, Jimmy John's.
So you worked at Jimmy, and what's Jimmy John's?
It's a gourmet sandwich shop.
Oh, gourmet.
Gourmet.
Really gourmet.
Cold.
They sandwiches. You was making sandwiches.
All right, I'm sorry. I don't know where else. I was like, you got free sandwiches
Watch
from
it.
You every day.
Yeah, I did. A lot of times. We got a picture. We
what?
Got a picture. Remember when we came get the dollar subs and we were in line?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
Want
right.
me to put that picture in the show notes?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to put that picture at the show notes and then you have some other pictures of where you're at now.
I have a slideshow.
So, oh yeah, we'll put that in.
Okay.
So this is the story of Anna. You were making gourmet sandwiches.
Yay!
Subs at Jimmy John's. You had the apron and the name badge, and you hated it. You loved your workers, your coworkers.
Oh, yeah.
But just the job alone, you're like, I don't want to do this. And how many years were you working there?
Almost 3.
3 years of cutting up sandwiches and dealing with people.
Slicing.
Slicing the sandwiches.
That's why I got these guys.
That's right.
I'm just kidding.
And
they're gone now. So.
And now, through year up,
yeah.
You were able to land a career at a nice company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a whole lot about it. I know the name of it. But what company do you work for? You work for them, right? You're employed now? And you got hired. You got hired at what? What's the name of your company?
It's a law firm. It's called
Ooh.
Summit Law Group.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So, when did you get hired over there?
I got hired.
Or where did you start?
So, at the end of my internship,
mm-hmm.
we all were job searching,
mm-hmm.
and we had to like find a job. Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't, then you have to go back to Europe.
Yeah.
And they're always like willing to help you.
Gotcha.
But I wanted a job as soon as possible.
Because that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah,
that's
the point of Europe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one of my managers at Europe, she found this job, and she, like, you know, hooked me up with the manager at Summit Law Group, and she, like, said, hey, I think this is good for you because of everything we talked about and how it's not really technical, and it's going to give you the experience to become, you know, program manager in nonprofit.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, like, I'll check it out. And then, like, the first interview I had, they didn't even know about Europe,
mm-hmm.
and they asked like how I heard about the job, you know.
Yeah.
And then the interview went really good, and then there was a second interview, and this all happened like the last 2 weeks of my internship, and then I got hired on my birthday.
Oh,
so
oh.
Yeah, my first day was my birthday.
There it
so.
Is. It was meant to be then.
I guess.
No, that's special.
Oh, yeah.
There's things in life where you think that it's like. People call it karma. People say it's the universe. We
mm-hmm.
call it spiritual, where God's looking down and he's dropping blessings.
Yeah.
Sprinkle little blessings. Stuff like that, you know, in our faith, that's like, that's God.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get everybody, or that can be, you know, Papa, you know, and everybody up there saying, here you go. That's on a special day, you know.
It's going
to
make him cry.
They cry all you want. We got tissues. But...
There's no tissues over here.
But the
Sorry,
big,
it's in the back.
The big story, use your shirt. Just go ahead. But the big story is from Jimmy John's slicing, making sandwiches, gourmet sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
to working at a law firm. Yeah, you show me your office. She's got a corner office downtown Seattle, a nice building downtown Seattle. All that struggle, right? The sacrifice that you put yourself through and you made it. Now, what kind of, that's the biggest, that's the stuff I love. That's the story right there. Everybody needs to hear that. That's why we have you on the podcast. People need to hear this. You know, this is what our podcast is about, word of mouth. Because people won't believe, but if you put it on a podcast, they'd be like, oh, damn, okay. So it's real. Like, yeah, people, this is real. Anna was working at Jimmy John's for 3 years. 3 years. Her brother did this program. She said, you know what? I'm going to do it. And in a year, not even a year. It's not even a year yet. In less than a year, she got hired at a law firm. Downtown Seattle, corner office. And we're going to put that video on the bottom of the show notes. And right next to that, we're going to put the before you. At Jimmy John's and the after. And this is what Europe can do for you guys. That's why we have Anna here. She's you know, she's a testimony. Testimony? Testament. Testament?
Living testimony.
Living testimony. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Booyaka, booyaka,
tsuyaka. You are a living testimony.
You are living testimony. And that's why I wanted you here. I wanted to get everybody out there that, you know, has opportunities to share wealth through knowledge, information. That's what this podcast is about. We're just sharing information. This information that you're sharing with us through the podcast can help out so many people right now. And there's so many people that have been through Europe that are doing the same thing, word of mouth. We're putting this on this Growing Samoan podcast, people.
On Spotify.
I think Spotify is still one of our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and if you're 18 through 24, yeah.
I'm also an ambassador, so if you have questions.
You are ambassador? Wakanda forever?
Sure.
No, yeah. I'm just joking. She's also an ambassador. She is amazing. And there are people, your sibs, that are also in the program that are doing big things too. Your brother is an alumni, but he's like the top person that everybody's following, and he has a big heart.
Mm-hmm.
I love him to death. I love my nephew to death. You know, maybe one of these days I'll get him on this podcast. I know he's a little different. You know, everybody, you know. But that's why, you know, I just offer it. Whoever wants to come on a podcast, if they're willing to want to, they can.
I'm curious.
But if not.
He was an ambassador, too.
Yeah, of course he was.
And for ambassadors, they were chosen. So you can trust us.
Yeah. So let's go back. There's a lot of information there for all the viewers and listeners. Now, there's in the beginning, I told a story, we didn't get to it, about Anna. She went to it was like a big convention or event. It was a Polynesian event,
mm-hmm.
where her school, Europe, had a booth. And you were trying to explain, you were just there to explain to kids about the Europe program. Tell us more about that day. Because I remember you told me something about it. The kids are just normal, like, oh, what is that? They go to the booth. What's that? And you try to explain to them. They don't know, right? But how did that go? What was it? What was the function for? And how did it go? Trying to tell the youth.
I really don't remember what the function was for, but it was a Polynesian festival.
Mm-hmm.
And there was so many people that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a booth there. And there was also, like, Alaska Airlines there. A lot of educational booths that were there, and we were happy to be one of the tables. And I was with my other Samoan friend from
mm-hmm.
Europe.
Yeah.
There's only me, her, and DJ. And we're the only three in our whole class, which is like, it's going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But me and her.
You guys were the only three Polynesians
mm-hmm.
out of the whole class.
Mm-hmm.
Of how many people were in the class?
We started off with 80.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so 3 out of 80.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what our main goal was to just recruit. So we were, you know, and we had a lot of cool stuff for people to have that had Europe on it, just like for
little goodie bags and
mm-hmm.
stuff. Mm-hmm.
Souvenirs.
Yeah. And it did work. Like, there was a lot of Samoans that saw that we were Samoan.
Mm-hmm.
So they came up to us, and there was, like, you know, people still in high school, people still in middle school, and they're like, what is Europe? And we're like, you know, it's something for you to think about, you know, if this is something you might want to do instead of college.
Mm-hmm.
And some people came and they just wanted the stuff on the table, but that's okay. Like, and then there were some that came and they actually signed up, and now they're in this cohort that is after me.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just telling them what Europe is about. And
yeah.
a lot of the other stands that were there, they were like, you know, Balangis or
yeah.
different race.
Yeah.
So the Samoans... We were like
they attracted to you guys.
Yeah, because we were Samoan. We were like...
Well, some of them attracted, and then some of them were like, they ma, you know, some
mm-hmm.
Samoans see the
yeah.
Samoan, they'd be like, they try to, you know, ignore
yeah.
you, and you'd be like, oh,
Jonathan,
yeah. hey.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Except me and my friend, we're like...
You gotta go pee
hey.
Too?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, we're like... hi guys, like, you know, it's okay, you guys can talk to us, which is very open.
So I love, that's why, I remember you told me that story, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. I said, yeah, spread the word, because I already knew after LJ, I was like, man, yeah. And then you started it, and you were like, yeah, we just did this Polynesian event. We had a booth talking about Europe. And I was like, that is awesome. Get the word out there. You know, hopefully the kids will learn something. But I'm going to tell you the honest truth, okay? When I'm at one of those conventions, and I'm that young, I ain't worried about that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this podcast is really something that for parents that can help out. And for the older ones, the 18 to 24-year-olds who are more mature, that they're like, they know what it's about. But for you to be out there at the booth and stuff like that, that's going to grow, like you said, growing some mowing.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a booth like that. I'm going to be DJing behind it, mm-hmm. playing the cuts. And okay. then we're going to gravitate all the kids to it. And they're going to be like, what's year up? I was like, this is what year up's about. But yeah, that's inspiration right there. That's inspiration right there. I love that.
I would love to share this year up with our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really big about helping people and like their future, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about furthering your education, closing the opportunity divide. You know what that means?
Closing the opportunity divide. To me, that's like a big financial gap.
Mm-hmm. And also like...
Yeah.
With minorities working in business,
yeah.
companies that, you know, we would never be able to step foot in.
And a lot of people, you know why there's a lot of minorities,
mm-hmm.
and that's just because that's the history of the American history. It's just the people that were already, you know, started off with wealth. For Polynesians and other minorities, especially Polynesians. We just talked about that on our last podcast, didn't we? About wealth handed down. Polynesians, Samoans, we started out late. We're barely scratching the surface. That's why you see a lot of Palangi people at the top of corporations, and there's not wrong with that. It's just that they've been here longer. They've established longer. We just came from the islands not too long ago. Like the 70s, 60s. That's like, you know, not too long ago, you know, you saw people that's still alive.
Well,
just came from the islands.
I think a lot of it, it's like what we used in the islands
yeah.
didn't apply here. Or what it applied, what was used here, didn't apply in the islands.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You didn't really use credit.
Yeah.
You want a Gavale car,
yeah.
you just go.
Or schooling.
You know, it's totally different.
Yeah, like schooling too, like education. Like college degrees and all of that. We're barely scratching the surface of all that. That's why occupational divide? Is that what you said?
Opportunity
divide. See, that's what it is. It's not, to me, it's the opportunity divide is really a history thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a divide because minorities are behind. We're behind. Way behind. That's all it is. We didn't have generations before us that started. But that's why we're doing this, because we want to be that generation to start, because who cares about, you know, where you're at now? Just start, right? Who cares about the generations before us not being able to start? We start now, you know? Like you, your daughter Elsa, she's going to be one of them snobby kids because you're going to be spoiling her. She's going to be getting all the good things. And then there's going to be a girl her age that's going to be like, on another podcast, I'm about, yeah, this is a classmate, Elsa of mine, who, yeah, she had everything. She's very privileged. I'm just joking. But that's how it works, you know. But that's true, though. Programs like Year Up, that's why I love them, because they're actually here to help.
Yeah, you know? I don't think we've ever stressed the fact that I wish we had a program like that when we were 18 to 24, because I was one of those Samoans who just didn't know what to do after college. Yeah, after high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to go to college. But there was no way in hell my parents could afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Neither my siblings. I mean, back then, it was either you had two avenues to get out of of the hood, your life, your low income, whatever it is.
Where's the hood at? Where are you from? Where are you from, homie?
Don't worry. I'm just saying.
Tell the viewers where you're from.
So I'm from Long Beach, California.
Long Beach, California.
From the LBC.
Mm-hmm.
But I am definitely a Washingtonian native now. I've been here for over 17 years. But
you've seen a lot. That's my whole point.
Yeah, I've seen
a lot. You've been through a lot. You've seen a lot.
I've seen a lot of colleagues, definitely male and female, who use sports as a way to get scholarships to ride,
mm-hmm.
to go to Division I schools.
Yeah.
That was one way. Was basically using sports to get into college.
Did you say you think you remember Troy Polamalu when he was a little kid?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
To Troy, if you gonna watch, if you're listening to this, what's up? Let me get an autograph, man.
So, I knew Troy years ago, but we were, I don't know, 11, 12? We were young. So Troy's older sister.
Okay, that's enough for that.
Just danced in the same dance group.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Because
Troy Porter models getting me jealous right now.
I see.
Fun. But anyways, because
he got that beautiful hair.
That hair is insured, honey.
He got that $1 million insured hair.
But
Troy
Porter models. Big ups to him.
Big
he's
shout out to Troy
Porter models. He definitely helps out the
Doing
Samoan
big
community.
Big things out of Samoa. He has his own program out there helping the Samoan kids, the football camp and all that. Big time organization.
Yeah, but
big shout out to you, Uso. Love you.
But that's what I used to see. It was either you played football, or you played a sport, and you got a scholarship to go to college, or the easy route would be to join the military.
Yeah, military.
That was huge growing up. Like
My
older brother is a jarhead. He joined the Marine Corps.
Semper Fi. Big ups to older brother, Semper Fi, Semper Fidelis.
But that was also a way to escape to get out of, to make their situations better and to help their families.
So all you listeners right now, these stories of not knowing what to do after high school, joining a military, getting an athlete scholarship, there's another way. That's what this episode is all about.
Yeah, that's why I said, I wish we had a program like this.
Year
when we
up.
Were growing
you know?
Up. I mean, I think
this
we
is
had,
awesome.
What do we have? When we grew up, there was Job Corps.
Yeah,
there was little
things.
Little things
I heard of Job
Corps. But nothing to this extent. And believe me, Europe is not for everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it's an avenue.
It is an option.
And we looked, and we went to the history, 2000.
Yeah. We also get the privilege of seeing it, living proof.
This is living proof.
Watching one nephew, watching a niece and another nephew whose graduation is around the corner. We have another nephew who is actually currently in the program. How many more months do we have for him?
He's actually about to go into internship.
Yeah, so he's almost completing half of. Mm-hmm. So his schooling, the 6 months of the schooling, and then going into internship. And then, of course, like I said, we have, like Henry said, we have another niece who graduated earlier this year in California. So we see it. We see the success that it's given.
Big time success.
You know, especially because we don't have money, as low to... low to moderate income households, not enough money, but it's not enough money. It's a good option.
And all of this success and education, it's so beneficial for your mindset as a Samoan child growing up in our households. This stuff right here that you can learn from Europe will not only help you in your education and your mind, but it'll train your mind to think outside of the box. Think outside of the traditional way that the government brainwashes us in high school from K through 12. That's all they do.
Yeah.
People, K through 12, you're getting brainwashed by the government. The government is teaching you one thing, and it's not helping you at all.
Student loans are kind of a consumer debt.
Anna, you graduated high school what year?
2015.
2015. And then what job did you get after that?
Jimmy
John's. Jimmy John's. So K through 12 got you to work at
Jimmy
John's. Jimmy John's.
I love my Jimmy John's people, though.
Of course you do. Mm-hmm. But then 1 year or 11 months, a year up, got you to work at?
A law firm.
A law firm. Where at? At downtown Seattle. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure that.
Lunch,
and I'm pretty sure that.
We'll go and dine down in downtown.
And that I'm pretty sure that check is bigger than your Jimmy John's check, correct? We're not going to say no numbers, but.
Yeah, no need, no
know?
Need.
So
we already know that Big Brother makes, what, six-digit figures a year.
Well,
so.
You know, they're blessed.
Yeah,
blessed.
He is set where, yeah.
Blessed, blessings, and blessings. There is this whole episode here is just to tell all of our listeners. There is another way,
and this
way is the bizom.
And we'll make sure that we leave Anna's information for anybody that has any questions. And
and we're going to have you on many more podcasts.
Oh,
yeah. This is just the first of many.
We want to see how you're doing at your law firm in like another few months.
Yeah, we're going to come visit your office too.
Oh, yeah.
We
can all schedule that.
I got to go put my bougie clothes on before I go.
Right.
Okay.
Make Uncle get a suit.
Nah, I'm going to just come in flip-flops.
That's fine. I love you just the way you are.
I'm Uncle Anna. I'm Uncle. I straight fob down.
It's okay.
My husband's a fob sometimes. and he calls me a fob.
I love all my fobs out there. I love you guys, all of you guys. So,
you're going to make sure that you leave all the information in the show notes.
Yeah, what we're
going to
do is we're going to leave a link down in Europe. And we're going to put Anna's information and a couple of before and afters for inspiration. And, yeah, if you guys just, this episode is for you guys, parents, people out there that are looking for education,
it's
18
to
24.
Time. That's why we're doing this.
That's why.
School special.
Yeah, exactly. You
edition.
Know. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing it now.
Thanks, baby.
It's okay.
It's back to school.
Yeah.
And for all you parents out there that are getting ready to get your kids ready for school and all that, let me just tell you something. The schools are brainwashing our children. They're brainwashing you and me. They brainwashed us already. But this podcast, just keep listening to it because we're going to have so much information that is outside of the box, outside from what the school's teaching us.
I'd like for parents to have their kids go and ask. A teacher, any grade.
Yeah.
How come we don't teach finances? Why don't we teach credit and all that
stuff? Well, no, I'm going to tell you. This is what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
If a student from K through 12 will go to a teacher and tell them, why don't you teach us credit? Why can't you teach us about taxes? Why can't
about
you?
Real life.
And you know what the teacher would tell them? Or if the student even tells them, why won't you come over and teach me about stuff? The teacher would tell them is, I'm just sorry we can't. We won't. Do you know why? It's because those are the government guidelines that they tell the teachers, go by these guidelines or you're fired. That's a simple. That's all it is.
I just
wondered
if anybody's ever escalated it. That's kind of what.
You can't even,
go to the top.
As a teacher, you can't even go to a student's house. It's against the rules. Or you're fired. You know? So what kind of schooling are we teaching through K through 12? You know, it's like
history.
It's all about the government continuing to make us into employees. So here's a story. Here's a story. Before we end off, this woman who is financially independent and her husband and her kids, they teach their children about finances at home. So one day, her daughter came home from school, and the daughter said the teacher was mad at her, and the teacher called the parent, and the teacher said that, well, they had a thing in class where they said, all right, students, we're going to have jobs today, so you get to choose if you want to be a fireman, a policeman, a doctor, you know, whatever there was. So it came up to the little girl, and the little girl said, I want to be a business owner, because her parents taught her about finances. The teacher said, no, sorry, you got to be either a doctor, a lawyer, fireman, police. I want to be a business owner. No, listen to me. You got to be a doctor, so on and so on. So that's my point, is the teacher doesn't know what to do. She can't even say, like, okay, little girl, you want to be a business owner? Guess what? We have a position for you right here. We'll teach you all about how to become a business owner. Nope, that's how it went. The little girl got scolded. She flunked at whatever thing they went through, and the teacher called the parent. And the parent was like, "You, this is insane that the school systems are brainwashing our children to stay in one little area. No, you can't do this. You can only do this."
Well, guess how much you have to spend to become a lawyer, a doctor?
Yeah.
You have to spend money and get the educational requirements.
Yeah, so the thing that the mom was saying when she was telling the story was, so basically my daughter didn't want to be the doctor, the lawyer, or the police officer. My daughter wanted to be the owner of the hospital that the doctor was at. She wanted to be the owner of the law firm the lawyer worked at. And she wanted to be the owner of the buildings, all the polices. Those are the people that become wealthy. Those are the people that don't have to worry about, you know, a J-O-B, 9-to-5. Those are the people that don't do the typical traditional, you know, things that the government trying. But anyways, I love the U.S. government, and you guys are the best and everything, but you guys don't care about us. We know that when it comes to education. So that's the whole point of the podcast. Educate yourself, people. Like today, you know, we have a Europe student here.
And it's a stepping stone. Yeah. Stepping stone to getting a great career. Stepping stone to getting, if your dream is to get into higher education.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, everybody's different.
It's all, well, but the thing is, well, my whole point of it is the schooling. Our traditional school, K-12, won't teach you about Europe. They'll teach you about just going to college and getting student loans. This is for you guys, your listeners. Year up. It's free.
Free.
You get paid. And it's only 1 year. So go to yearup.org and get all the information you need. And thank you once again, Anna, for joining us. And we're going to have you on many, many more podcasts. You know? And you're going to do like an ASMR thingy. You want to do too? And then once you get into all that, you know, you come back on our podcast, and we'll get you everybody, you know, linked up to that and stuff.
Yeah.
But
so do you have any advice for our
listeners? Yeah, last words, advice about Europe, because this episode is about everybody back to school, and about you and Europe. So
I guess I want to say, if you're really motivated to change your life, Europe is the way to go, because Europe is not only beneficial for your future, they also teach you about, like, from the littlest things to, like, shaking someone's hand professionally, like, in a way where you're confident. Because, like, if you're in a job interview and you shake someone's hand and it's, like, weak, they're going to know, oh, like, that's automatic.
Yeah.
We don't want you. But, like, I learned that, too. I learned how to shake my hand, like, strongly.
I learned that, too.
Yeah, like don't let your palms be sweaty.
No, that's good. No, that's good information. Because
yeah.
when I was younger, and the old men used to grab my hand, and I'd just be like, to me, it's like, okay, just this is welcome. Hey, how's it going? I'm like, what's up, good guy? And I'd be like, what's up, dude? You want to go? What's going on here? Why are you sticking my hand hard? You know, I'd just be like, what's up with this dude? You want to fight me? But and then I realized that, oh, no, that just means you're strong and firm. Like, hey, how's it going? Boom, yeah. Instead of,
hey, how's it going?
You can't be no weenie on the block.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be
especially for our women out there.
Oh yeah,
a lot of women are afraid
mm-hmm.
to
shake my hand. See, woman. Oh,
your uncle wants to get beat up.
You can beat me up all you want. all day, every day. With that being said.
Anything else, Anna? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Last words from Anna before we end the podcast.
I just want to say, if you really want to do this, you can do it. Don't let anyone stop you. And if you have your family, you can. It's best to have a support system to support you, because it's literally like a full-time job. You mentally have to be there in Europe, going through like the whole process of the assignments. And like the first 6 months, it's going to seem really hard. But once you find your internship, when they give you the company that you're going to be at, it's like, wow, we're going to actually be in the actual, you know, company building. Like, I entered at Smartsheet, and that is like a new company. And like, I learned skills that I've never thought I was ever going to learn. Like, I learned customer service, like how to actually speak correctly to customers, how to deal with them. I learned how to like troubleshoot people's issues, and I can like apply that to my life. I can apply it to home. When I'm talking to, you know, like elders, I know what to say. Like, you just learn a lot of things.
Maturity to help you.
You just grow. Like, I feel like I've grown so much. And
through the program.
Yeah.
They
like,
helped you. Yeah.
Before Europe, I was stuck in Kent. And I've never been to Seattle like that. And as soon as I went to Seattle, my first day, I was like, wow, look at all these buildings. And I was like, oh my gosh, look at, there's people like hanging out on the side. And, you know, I've never been in that life. And like, my world is like open now. And I never knew I could be in a business field, or I didn't think that, you know, I was allowed to step foot in there.
Yeah.
Because I'm, first of all, I'm a woman. Second, I'm a minority. I don't have a college degree, and everyone that I work with has a college degree. At the law firm, everyone there is like 8+ years of
masters,
and
they got masters.
They're
and
lawyers.
PhDs, some of them got doctorates.
And now I'm working right by them in their office. So, like, I just want to say, like, man, you can do it.
Nice.
And if you need help, I'm so willing to help you, because. Man, it's hard. You can't do it by yourself. You need help and support.
Support.
And
how old are we, Anna?
21 or 22
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So what we're gonna do for our listeners is we're gonna leave a link down at the bottom of the show notes for Anna's information if you want to contact her if you're thinking about Europe, or if you just want some information because she has experience or support.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you got anything else you want to say?
I just love helping people.
I love it.
So if you need help, I would love to help you make time for that. So
awesome.
That's awesome. Growing some more listeners, thank you for tuning in again. It's getting back to school time. This was a beautiful podcast. Rewind it, share it, spread the word. You know, this is a lot of information that can help benefit you and your family. We love you guys. That's why we're doing this podcast. And once again, if you love this podcast and you want to make this grow so everybody can know and listen and hear about it, just go to iTunes and subscribe, rate, and comment. And also YouTube, if you want to watch the video, you can leave a comment there.
Feedback. We need feedback if you have subjects you guys want to discuss or you want us to do research on so we can talk about it.
Oh, did we read the
feedback?
Did we do the listener comment? The listeners?
I don't think so.
Okay, let's do that before we end. We were supposed to do it in the beginning, but I had to go pee. So we're going to do that right now.
You had to go tinkle.
I forgot about
tinkle,
that.
Tinkle, winky, winky. So I sent you the message of the one. And Tyler's going to read it before we end off. Thank you, Anna, once again. And another, the health tip for this week is the same. I'm going to keep it the same. Drink lots of water. I'm going to add it together. Drink water and eat more fruits and vegetables. Just add fruits and vegetables. We'll start with that. Love you guys. And we're going to end off with this comment from our listener, from you, Grown Some More Podcast listener. Go ahead, Anna.
So we have one that was commented or left on our YouTube, one of the episodes, and it's from Malila Bourne, and she stated, great book to start out, Good job, guys. I look forward to hearing more about your journey.
All right. That was from episode... That was, I think that was episode 2, because that was, we were talking about the books.
Maybe, because I see my, remember Teddy Bear Bolo?
Yeah, so that was episode 2, and she was pretty much saying, yeah, thank you for the comment. We really appreciate every comment that you guys have on iTunes or on YouTube, and it's a great book. She said that's a great book to start off with. Can't wait to see you guys on your journey. And that's what we're doing right now, is our journey. And that great book was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's just, to me, it was just a financial education book. So thank you, YouTube, Malila Born, for that beautiful comment. And with that being said, thank you, Anna, for coming on the podcast. We're going to have you on many, many more podcasts and anybody that we can get on. And with that being said, I think we're done.
Okay. Thank you, guys. It was an awesome podcast.
Yeah.
Comment, leave feedbacks. Let us know if you guys have subjects you guys want to talk about. Credit, life.
Life.
Some, space. You know, we're Samoan. Falabalabes, whatever.
Ooh, Falabalabes. Ooh, we get into that. Ooh. Okay.
Well, it's all almost.
Love you guys. Growing Samoan podcast. We're going to say bye to the podcast, bye to the video.
Bye.
Wave a hand like this. I'm going to take a snapshot. Bye. Okay. Bye, guys. Love you guys. Bye. Say bye. Bye.
Bye.
Say bye one time. Bye.
Henry.
I love you.
So far, soy food. Bye.
Bye.